play this, so here goes.
Thank you.
Live. So we had Jacob Barber with Castle on the Sun from Ordinary Moments, which came out Friday, and Dumb Crush with Losing My Best Friend, which I believe also came out on Friday. I have to double check that, but yeah. Thursday, Friday, one of those days. Probably Friday, that's typical. Okay, so now for some of the exclamation point earshot DDS. The first song I'm going to play is called Switching Bodies by Leaf Green. Now, what does it say? Claiming to be time travelers, bracket, from 1973 to be exact, close bracket, Leaf Green boasts a sound that marries the likes of Green Day with Sloan, The Descendants, Deweezer, etc. Just Fine is their second hard-hitting release that all their fans tend to pick out first for its quirky melody and riffage. Should be a period there, so it doesn't make sense. Tortured, but too amused to dwell on it, Leaf Green is for the fun-loving kid in all of us, even if they're a little angsty. And what does it say up here? The little tag words. Atmospheric, boisterous, bravado, energetic, explosive, powerful, spontaneous. Okay, that's them. Who's next? After that is Commit to Try. Commit to Try is a Montreal-based indie rock band formerly performing as Daphnez. Under their previous moniker, the group built a reputation on the DIY circuit, touring with Cootie Catcher, I've heard of them, and opening for acts like Wednesday, wow, and PAX. Re-emerging as Commit to Try, it's Commit, the number two, Try. They make guitar-driven indie rock that blends a clear pop sensibility with underground lo-fi influences. Their songs balance strong melodic hooks with a raw, unpolished edge, moving between quieter, intimate moments and louder, more distorted passages. The result is a sound that feels both immediate and slightly rough around the edges, drawing from artists like Modest Mouse, Julian Hatfield, well, like Julian Hatfield, and Rainer Maria. So, slide that out of the way. So first up, we'll have Leaf Green, and then Commit to Try.
Switching bodies, letting her go. Are my feelings buried in snow? You can't find me, letting you know. Switching bodies, letting her go. Letting her go, letting her go. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out.
Okay. So that was Commit to Try with, what is it called? Always a Surprise from the album Famous Stages. Now, they have a little drawing of the album cover. It's like just childishly drawn three people. It's kind of cute. I just said cute. Fire me. Anyway, so that came out on the 8th. And before that, Leaf Green, Switching Bodies, that came out on the 10th. Up next, we have Penny on the Tracks by Chastity. So what does it say about Chastity? Channeling the feeling of youth on the fringe, Chastity focuses on the earnest connections found in pent-up suburbia. Living in the outskirts, Brandon Williams creates music in a space of urgency, melody, and chaos. An artifact of youth culture that bridges isolation and collectivity. Chastity is a standout temperament in music. In recent history, sharing the stage with D.I.I.V. D.I.4? I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Chelsea Wolfe and Japan Droids. Now, the suburbia that he's on the outskirts of is Whitby. So, yeah. So, yeah, the song is called Penny on the Tracks. I'll play that in a minute. And then next after that is Doghouse Rose from an album called Born to Break Even. Let's see what it says about Doghouse Rose here. Oh my god, it's like 13 paragraphs. What does it say? It was founded in Toronto by best friends and partners in crime, Sarah Beth Rose and Jefferson Shepherd. I guess he's Doghouse and she's Rose. they found it long-lost cousins, yada, 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 yada. Over the last 10 years, wow. They're a mighty force in the international punk rock community, from maximum capacity festivals to maximum security prisons. That's interesting. That is very interesting. This tireless Toronto four-piece have played everywhere across North America and Europe, sharing the stage with heavy hitter... what happened? Oh, there he is. Such heavy hitters as Lagwagon, Teenage Bottle Rocket, The Last Gang, The Real McKenzies, The Planet Smashers, and The Creepshow, just to name a few. Ultra-high energy and immersive spinning flying spin kicks panted around the head. Mike Cord whips and plenty of amped up melodic punk rock mayhem. Okay, and there's a whole lot of more. Okay, so here's from the press. If you're a fan of female-fronted pop punk with teeth, then Doghouse Rose will make for an instant impression. From the get-go, it's abundantly clear that front woman Sarah has what it takes to carry and elevate the van to lofty heights. That's from the punk site. And the kind of punk that makes you want to rebel and throw your fist in the air, but dance your behind off and have a blast at the same time. Dropout Entertainment. Harmonies, dueling guitars, high energy, and a glamorous front woman. What a killer band. Canadian Beats. So there we go. So that is coming out. It came out the 5th. All right, so we have Chastity with Penny on the Tracks and Doghouse Rose with Born to Break Even.
They're making me something at the pharmacy again. There's gotta be such things, both helping harm them. Is this happening to everybody? Simultaneously, every positive thought. Now run down, Victoria. You called it bond, you called it all. Now run.
Okay, I guess it's a bit of a pop punk afternoon in the second hour of Numbers with Wings with your host, me, DJ Tangent, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, in the air-conditioned Lower Carruthers Hall at Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K703N6. So that last tune was Born to Break Even by Doghouse Rose, which came out the 5th, and prior to that, why are my eyes not working? Chastity with Penny on the Tracks, which came out on the 6th. So, what's next? Well, funny you should ask. Up next, another song by a brand. These are all brand spankers, BT Dubs, and all Canadian. This is Nothing Shocking, and it's called With You, and their biography is pretty brief. Nothing Shocking sound is inspired by 90s California punk, drawing influence from bands like Social Distortion, Social D, Dead Kennedys, Bad Religion, Rancid, NoFX, and Green Day, with a raw, independent spirit and a commitment to authentic punk energy. Nothing Shocking continues to build their sound on their own terms. The band will release their first EP in summer 2026. Well, it's summer 2026. Where's the EP, guys? I think they might be from London, because they a few weeks ago I played that song called The Office, which they mentioned London, Ontario, and there's was a bar in a venue in London, Ontario called The Office. All right. And now the final song of the brand spanking sextuplet is by an individual named Sofian Al-Kurdi, who, gotta love these biographies. Sofian is a French music composer, music producer, and guitar player based in Vancouver, Canada. Yep. Huh. Interesting. So this is considered a punk tune, and it's called it's instrumental. It's called Void Given Right. It's heavy on the bass, like not like driving down Princess Street heavy on the bass, but the instrument, the bass. All right, so here we go with Nothing Shocking with You, which came out on the 6th. Let's scroll over. When did this one come out? And Sofian Al-Kurdi, Void Given Right, came out on July 1st. All right. Nothing Shocking. Here we go. We'll be right back. sit down after that one. Yeah, I dare you to play that again and sit still. Not going to happen. Yeah. As I said, that was quite a bass heavy. It's like a, I don't know how long it is. 2 minutes and 4 seconds long bass solo with some guitar in the background. I like it. It's cool. Yeah, Sofiane El Kurdi. And before that, Nothing Shocking with You. And although it wasn't mentioned in their bio, I think maybe at some point in time they may have heard the Ramones. I'm going to go out on a limb. Just a little bit out there. But that's cool. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, so it is I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings. And that brings us to the end of our brand spanker section of the show. All Canadian. All Canadian. Gotta like it. So, yeah. You want to do this job? Well, it's not even a job. You want to do this? You too can join Canada's oldest campus and community radio station. Go to the handy dandy website, cfrc.ca. I mean, if you're old, you can throw that www at the beginning. And somewhere on there, there's a little thing that says volunteer. You click, you fill out a form, somebody gets back to you, and lo and behold, you too can have your own show. And foist your musical leanings on an unsuspecting audience. They tune in listening for some jazz, and they get this. They got some opera, and then they get this. It's all good. So I'm going to play a couple more. Canadian song. Well, actually, you get a bonus song because it's not a full song. Dang it. Oh, there it is. It's by the Penske File, who I saw at the Broom Factory this year, I think. Yeah. So the first song is called Reprieve, bracket, intro, close bracket, and it's, the album is a lovely, lovely blue color, and to try and put an end, that the song kind of blends into the second song, which is the one I want to play, which is called Dead Maps. So to try and find it, and I just don't have the patience for that. So you get a bonus, I don't know how long it is. Yeah, it doesn't say, on older albums, like some of the ones I played earlier today, it has the time of the song, like how long it is beside the song, so you have an idea, but these newfangled ones, they don't bother with that. So I'm going to play that. And then follow it up with some nice psychedelia from Saskatchewan with The Radiation Flowers and their lovely song, Sunshine on the Heavens. Yes. Well, this is from 2025. Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, this tomorrow is the 1 year from when the first episode of Numbers with Wings played. Yeah, go figure. Just give me an idea, but I'll get back to that. So first off, we have the Penske File, and I'll follow that up with the Radiation Flowers. So the Penske Files with a bonus little track, and then a song, and then Radiation Flowers. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, I'm back. That was they fake me out with the lyrics all the time. Radiation Flowers with Sunshine on the Heavens. And before that, the Penske File with Reprieve intro and Dead Maps. So I got thinking of the songs. Well, that has been almost a year, essentially, since Tangent, the origin story, played here on CFRC 101.9. There. FM and CFRC.ca. Wow. It's funny, because I have my notebook here, and I have like a whole script that I wrote back then. And I tell you, if I tried to do a script now, I would just... Even more chaos would reign. Just notes. Too many words, I get confused. So I'm going to play a couple songs that I played on that show, just because I can. And they're good. First off, I'm going to play The Magnificent by The Professionals. Steve Jones and Paul Cook of the Sex Pistols. That was one of their bands. And then, because the origin story, essentially, is in the 80s, I'm going to play 80s by Killing Joke. So, if you're near the volume control, crank it for some fine old school tunes.
Everything will be alright when she turns to you and cries.
Okay, that was fading out on me. All right, so, yeah. 80s, Killing Joke, The Magnificent, The Professionals, who managed to rhyme pedestal and fool. They have their poetic license. So, yeah. And as was pointed out by someone, by a text, that wasn't the first song I played, obviously. I played the theme song first, but I mean, that's a given. I wasn't going to play that again. So I've got, well, Julian Taylor's up next. I've got a little bit of time. I think I can fit in 2 2-minute songs if math works well. I'm going to try anyway. Yes, it has been me. It has been this guy, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I will be back again next week. All things working out. So I'm going to play Summertime Fun by Nikki and the Corvettes and In Real Life by Sparkle Blood. One's an oldie, one's a newie. Nikki and the Corvettes being the old one, Sparkle Blood being the relatively fresh brand spanker. It's not quite brand spanker, but it's fairly spanker. The mind. Anyway, see ya.
Top down, and let the radio blast. to be a spectator. I want to be involved. This is one chance. You got to go do it. You got to just jump in. That's a place to be in. Maybe it'll get hurt. It's been hurt before. It'll be hurt again. Go for it. Kill that. No regrets. In real